Everybody in this story is 18 or older. Daddy, I'm laying here. And I have my hands under my covers. You can probably guess what I'm doing. Yeah, that's right. I'm just rubbing my clit. You're not here tonight, and my mind has just been wandering a bit. I started thinking about my first time. And of course, my first time was with you. You've had so much experience before me. And I've only had one or two boyfriends before you. And I was way too shy to do too much. But after getting with you, you were willing to wait. You didn't pressure me. You wanted to move at my own pace. And I appreciated that, Daddy. I was still pretty nervous on that night. You had no idea, but I had been planning this probably for about a week. I knew I wanted to give you my little cherry. The most that we had done up to that time was oral sex, and you were happy just getting that and being able to cuddle and small touches here and there. So, this night in particular, I know you had a big sale to do at work, and it was successful. So you came home, you wanted to celebrate. And when you came home, I was there waiting for you. I had gone out, and I bought this sheer dress. It was pretty simple. It was black. It was see-through. It came down to about mid-thigh and ended in this cute little ruffle. It covered me, but it also showed me at the same time. You could see through it. You could see how hard my nipples were. And I was just standing there waiting. You were shocked. You had thought that I was just going to have dinner ready and a little bit of champagne so we could talk about it and have a toast. Oh. But I had so much more on my mind, Daddy. I wanted you. I needed you. And I was so scared to have you. You didn't even say a word. You just stopped and you stared for a second. Your mouth fell open. But it was just a brief pause. You came over to me. You put your arm around me, one around my back and the other one cradling the back of my head, and you kissed me. You were holding me close to you, and I could feel your arousal. I could feel it through your dress pants. And that bulge just rubbing against me. Oh, Daddy. You took me up to our bedroom. You sat down on the edge of the bed, and I was standing there between your legs. You had your hands on my hips. You were kissing me through the sheer fabric. You were putting little kisses on my stomach and on my breasts and just everywhere your mouth could reach. God, you had me squirming. I climbed on top of your lap. I was just straddling you. You were still fully clothed. And I could feel that bulge pressing right against my pussy. I was worried about making a mess on your pants. I was worried about leaving a little wet spot. You said you didn't care. You had my hips and you just kept letting me grind against you. You were touching me everywhere. Oh, God, you didn't want to stop. And finally, you rolled me over so I was on my back. And you were over me. You were looking in my eyes. And you told me that if I didn't tell you to stop now, there was no way you could later. And I nodded. I was looking into your eyes, and God, I needed you. I couldn't even speak. I was so nervous. I wanted you so much. You got off of the bed and quickly shed your clothes before you got back on top of me. I could feel your cock just resting on my stomach. You asked me again if this is what I wanted. And again, I just nodded. I was afraid that if I tried to speak, nothing would come out. It would just be a squeak. You grabbed the fabric and you pulled it up over my belly button. God, I was so, so fucking wet for you, Daddy. You told me to tell you if it hurts. You told me it was definitely going to hurt. But to just let you know so you could stop and let me get adjusted. I could feel your cock right there pushing into me. Oh, Daddy. Oh. Oh, Daddy, it hurts. I know, baby, it's gonna hurt. And you would stop. You would let me get used to it. Let me get used to the feeling of your cock pushing into me. You asked if you wanted, if I wanted one last thrust. If I kept wanting you to go slow. Wanted that thrust, Daddy. Oh, God, I wanted to feel you tearing it to me. Oh, so you did. You did. And he held still. You kept whispering in my ear. You kept telling me that Daddy was gonna make it feel better. And you reached down between us and you started rubbing my clit with your thumb. And told me to let Daddy take care of me. To trust Daddy. You stayed still inside of me. You just rubbed my clit. You whispered things in my ear to comfort me. And God, even though it hurt, it started feeling so. Yeah, it started feeling so Daddy. You told me you were gonna pull out just a little bit. And you were gonna push back in and you wanted to see how it felt. And I said okay. You kept rubbing my clit. Oh my God, Daddy, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Oh God, that feels so good. You asked me if you could go faster. God, you told me Daddy needed to go faster. You told me Daddy needed this with me. You picked up your speed, just moving on top of me, just fucking the pain felt so good, Daddy. And your thumb on my clit, you didn't stop. You wanted me to comfort you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, fuck, Daddy, I'm so close. So close, I'm gonna have to come on here. Fuck, oh, my God, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, Daddy, fuck. After I came on your cock, you thrust into me a few more times before you started grunting and coming inside of me. Just collapsed on top of me. You held me and you kissed my neck. You kissed my cheek and my chin and everywhere. You kissed my nose, my forehead, my lips. Oh, God, Daddy. I could feel you getting softer inside of me. And so you finally just slipped out, and I could feel your cum leaking out, too. And the only thing I could think of in that moment was, thank God you've had me on birth control, Daddy.